Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Ed Colby, director of an upcoming play in Washington, and Jill McNerlin, director of Camp Reese.
The Washington Community Theater is working with the Harp Players for their March show. Can you let us know what the show is?
Yeah, it's a comedy called Rumors. It was written by Neil Simon. It's about eight couples who show up at the house of a friend to celebrate a wedding anniversary for a dinner party. And essentially, everything goes wrong. It's very, very, very funny comedy. I was not familiar with it before I read it for this show, and it's one of my favorite Neil Simon comedies. It's very, very funny.
And there's local talent in the cast. Can you run down who's in the show?
Absolutely. Cast includes some of our Harp Player regulars, Lori Wiley, Greg Wiley, Mike Shantz, Tom Dawson, Mike McNerlin, Dan Kitchen, that's been in a few shows, and then some newcomers, Lisa Croats, Cindy Seberg, Brandy Glaspie, who was in our show last year, Elise Crone.
And one thing that the Harp Players do is they partner with a local nonprofit. Can you explain how this works?
First Harp Player show was just done for charity. It was just a show that a bunch of us friends got together and decided to raise some money for charity. So we've done that. After that point, we became a part of the Washington Community Theater season, and we've always donated our half of the profits to a local charity. We've just selected a different charity every year. And this year we've selected Camp Reese, which was also one of our charities several years ago. We love Camp Reese and thought they would be a great charity to donate our funds to this year.
And Jill, can you tell people about Camp Reese? What is it for those who may not be familiar with it?
Camp Reese is a week-long camp for persons with disabilities. We serve individuals from the ages 5 to 80. We like to have individuals come out and enjoy a camping experience, and like, it takes a village to run a camp. We have about 85 to 90 campers that come out for the week. Most of them are from Washington County, but we do have some individuals from surrounding counties. So it takes a lot of individuals, and most of our funds we tried to get donated to us, and so we were happy to hear Ed and the Harp Players picked us as a charity.
What are some of the activities that the campers get to take part in?
Oh, there's so many fun activities. You know, that now that there's water in the lake, yay. We do some swimming. We have fishing and we have boating. We also have an area where they get to make treats. Of course, we have Crafty Hour with Susan Gloyer, who's been a part of camp for many, many years. In the beginning, they founded it with individuals and churches. So we do have a site, like 45 minutes, where somebody comes out and we kind of do a little religious called Heard the Word. It's great. And then there is a nature spot down in the primitive area, and we do nature activities. And then at night, they have the opportunity to do some primitive camping if they would like, and then have like a hot dog roast and roast marshmallows and get around the campfire.
And when is Camp Reese? If somebody's interested, how do they sign somebody up?
So Camp Reese this year is July 23rd through the 28th. And if you are interested in volunteering for camp, we could always use individuals just to come out and stay the week with us. But you also could have the opportunity to come out at 6:30. The churches from the community come out and they provide us some cookies, and then they kind of provide relief counseling for the counselors. And that's at 6:30 Monday through Thursday. But if you're interested in signing up, you could always call me or look on our Facebook page. We do have that, and all my information is there. And we could use counselors, volunteers, anybody. It really does take a village to run a camp of that size.
And Ed, for people who may be interested in coming to the show, how do they get tickets? Can they do that now?
They can do it now on our website, which is wctheater.com. So wctheater.com, they can purchase tickets there. They can also call the box office. The number would be 653-5175. Here in Washington, and they can always leave a message if they want to buy tickets. The easiest way is online, I think, now.
Yeah, it's pretty handy. You can pick your seats and everything.
Absolutely. You can decide where you sit, and tickets are only $10 for adults and $5 for students, so it's a very inexpensive night, and hopefully it'll be a lot of fun for people who come.
And are some area businesses partnering with you to kind of make it an evening experience?
We have a number of local businesses. We were supported and have been supported throughout the years by our local banks. They were our first sponsors, and we know they'll be sponsoring us again this year, Federation Bank, Hills Bank. Washoe State Bank. We've also had some cooperation from the Riverside Casino, which has donated some one-night stays for us to raffle off, and also Cafe Dodici, which has donated some gift certificates that we'll be raffling off. JP's 207 also is offering drink specials, and they'll be donating a portion of those profits to the show, which will go directly to Camp Reese.
And what are the dates of the show?
The dates are March 10th, 11th, 17th, and 18th. So it's Friday, Saturday, Friday, Saturday.
And do you have a favorite line in the show? I'm putting you on the spot.
Oh, boy, a favorite line. I can't think of one favorite line. It's a situational comedy. So, you know, one of the actresses in the show has lots of wisecracks. But a lot of it has to do with the situation. Something happens, and some people are trying to cover up from others, and it's labeled a farce. It has some farcical elements, but it's just a very funny Neil Simon comedy. I think people will enjoy it.
That's been today's Washington Page with Ed Colby, Director of Rumors, and Joe McNerlin, Director of Camp Reese. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.